All right, let's dive in today. We're talking about how to really nail those remote job interviews.
Especially for our South American tech folks who are, you know, maybe looking at roles in U.S. companies.
Yeah, exactly. And we're digging into this awesome blog from Yuba Minds Academy.
It's called Remote Job Interview Tips, How to Impress, Prepare, and Land Your Dream Role in a Distributed Team.
Kijiji.
It is. And you know what I really liked about it? It's from Yuba Minds. They have that slogan, You International.
Yeah, they get it.
They really do. And the blog, it doesn't sugarcoat how tough it can be to break into the U.S. market from South America.
No, they're realistic about it. But then, boom, they give you this practical roadmap.
Exactly. So, like, first thing that jumped out at me, research.
Oh, big time. Almost like you got to become a company detective.
Yeah, seriously. Strategic intelligence gathering is what it is.
So, not just knowing your tech stuff cold, you need to understand their culture, too.
Deeply, yeah. Their values, their work style, even their tech stack, what they actually use.
Yeah. So stalking their website and LinkedIn is basically like required reading now.
Essential homework, honestly, and go deeper than that even.
Deeper.
Yeah, the blog's like, dive into their careers page, social media, Glassdoor, all that.
Get the inside scoop, like, what's it really like to work there?
Exactly. You want to show them you're not just technically skilled, but you'd be a good fit.
Culture fit. That's huge. And speaking of tech, they also say, really dig into the company's tech stack.
Absolutely. So important. Imagine you walk into that interview and you already know their tools and technologies.
That's impressive.
It shows you're proactive, ready to hit the ground running, and it's not hard to find this info.
Where do you look?
Their website's a good start. Employee LinkedIn profiles, even tech news sites sometimes mention it.
All right. Now, here's something I think a lot of our listeners can relate to.
What's that?
The language barrier. It's real. And this blog doesn't shy away from it.
And they shouldn't. It's a big hurdle for many South American candidates. But their take on it is really reassuring. They're not saying you have to speak perfect English. It's about clear communication.
Okay, that makes sense. But under pressure, with nerves and all that, how do you make sure it's clear?
They have a couple of great tips. First, practice key industry terms.
So you're comfortable using them naturally.
Yeah. And then second, structure your answers using frameworks like the SCAR method. That's for situation, task, action, result. It helps you stay on track, you know, even if your grammar isn't perfect.
Like a mental roadmap for your answers.
Exactly. And you know what else they said that I loved?
What's that?
Turn potential bias into a strength.
Oh, I love that. You mean by emphasizing how your diverse background brings unique perspectives?
Yes. Being international, it's not a drawback, it's a differentiator.
Companies are looking for that. Diverse teams, fresh perspectives.
Exactly, and you've got that in spades.
Now, another thing I used to think was just for, like, new grads.
What's that?
Mock interviews. But this blog's like, nope, everyone needs them, even seasoned pros.
They're so right. Think about it. We can all get rusty, fall into bad habits without realizing it.
Yeah, it's like anything else you don't practice regularly.
And plus, different companies have different interview styles, so practicing keeps you sharp and adaptable.
Okay, sold. Got to do those mock interviews. Any tips on how to make them super effective?
Oh, yeah. The blog actually suggests using online platforms or even AI tools like ChatGPT.
Whoa, that's next level.
Right. Imagine getting feedback on your body language, your speech patterns, the content of your answers.
From AI, that's wild, like having a personal interview coach in your pocket.
Seriously, and speaking of prep, they have a whole section on setting up for success remotely.
Makes sense. You're showcasing your professionalism, even if you're just at your home office.
Exactly. You wouldn't show up to an in-person interview looking like a mess, right?
Definitely not.
Same principle applies remotely. Got to make a good impression.
So what are their top tips for that?
They're big on a thorough tech check, internet speed, microphone quality, camera angle, all of it.
You don't want any tech gremlins hijacking your big moment.
Nope. And they also really emphasize having a dedicated, quiet workspace, no distractions.
Like, even if you're in your PJs, gotta create that professional vibe.
Exactly. Shows you understand the importance of a good work environment, even remotely.
Okay. Now, here's where things get really interesting, especially for our international listeners.
What's that?
The blog dives into cultural nuances, you know, between how U.S. and South American interviews typically go.
Oh, this is huge. They point out how U.S. interviewers often want you to connect your tech skills to actual business results.
So it's not enough to just know the code. You got to show how it solves real-world problems for the company.
Exactly. They even give this great example. Instead of just saying, I improved the deployment pipeline, you'd say something like,
hit me with it.
In my last role, I improved the deployment pipeline by 30%, which helped reduce time to market for new features, ultimately improving customer satisfaction.
Whoa, mic drop moment right there.
Right. It's the same skill, but framed in a way that hiring managers love to hear.
It shows you're not just a coder, you're a problem solver. You get the bigger picture.
And how your work contributes to the company's success.
It's all about that, right?
Right.
Not just what you know, but how you communicate it, how you connect it to what the company needs.
Absolutely.
And speaking of communication, I love that they have a whole section on soft skills.
It's so key. You know, technical skills will get you in the door, but soft skills, that's what can really seal the deal.
Especially in a remote international team.
For sure. They list six that they think are essential.
Six. Lay them on me.
Okay, so we've got communication, self-awareness, discipline, initiative, open-mindedness, and continuous learning.
Wow, that's a lot. But it makes sense when you think about the demands of remote work across cultures.
Oh, totally. And they have really good tips on how to actually showcase each one during the interview.
Oh, give us an example.
Okay, so for communication, instead of just saying, I'm a great communicator, they suggest sharing specific examples of how you've effectively collaborated with remote teams in the past.
Show, don't tell, classic advice, but it works.
Definitely.
All right, so we've covered a ton already. Research, tech, language, even mindset.
A lot of ground, but there's one more super important piece we haven't touched on yet.
Oh, what's that?
Nailing the follow-up after your remote interview. Don't worry, we'll break it all down after a quick break.
Can't wait, we'll be right back.
And we're back. Diving deeper into this awesome blog from UB Minds Academy about acing those remote job interviews.
You know, especially for our South American tech folks aiming for those US-based roles, this stuff's gold.
Total. And remember, it's powered by UB Minds. They're all about that U International vibe.
Which is perfect for this, right? Okay, so before the break, we were about to unveil the secret weapon.
Oh yeah, the follow-up. People underestimate this so much.
They do. But this blog makes it clear it can be a total game changer.
It's not just about being polite. It's strategic, keeps you top of mind.
All right, I'm all ears. What's their magic formula for a follow-up that really works?
Simple. Start with a thank you note within 24 hours of the interview.
Okay, standard stuff. Express your gratitude. Reiterate your interest. But there's got to be more to it.
There is. Here's the key. You got to reference specific points from your conversation.
So not just a generic thanks for your time email. You're showing them you are actually listening.
Exactly. Like, mention something you found interesting or a challenge they talked about that you relate to.
It proves you are engaged, not just zoning out.
And it keeps you on their radar. They're like, oh yeah, that person, they really got it.
Subtle, but effective. I like it. Now, the blog also goes beyond just the external stuff. It talks about mindset too.
Oh yeah, acing these interviews, especially for an international role, it takes more than just skills.
You gotta have the right mindset, that inner game.
Exactly, confidence, resilience, all that. But how do you build that up?
Especially when you're facing tough competition, maybe feeling a little intimidated by the whole thing.
Well, the blog starts with self-awareness, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses, what really drives you.
So know yourself inside and out. Why is that so crucial for a remote job search?
Think about it, remote work. It demands self-motivation, discipline. You're not in an office with a boss breathing down your neck.
So if you don't even know what motivates you, it's easy to get lost.
Exactly. And during the interview, that self-awareness helps you articulate your value, you know, authentically.
When you can talk about what excites you about the work, that passion comes through, even on a video call.
Yeah, passion's contagious. And the blog also emphasizes confidence. That can make or break you.
Ugh, confidence. I struggle with that sometimes, especially when I'm pushing myself outside my comfort zone.
It's tough, but they have some good advice. Focus on your preparation.
The more you've researched, practiced, the more confident you'll feel.
Exactly. It's like the more you sweat and practice, the less you bleed in battle.
It applies perfectly to interviews, and that ties back to the whole U International idea, too.
How so?
Well, owning your story, embracing your unique background, that takes confidence.
Absolutely. Your international experience, it's an asset. Don't downplay it. Highlight it.
Companies want diverse perspectives. It's a strength, not a weakness.
You got it. Now, along with mindset, the blog also talks about professionalism, even in a remote setting.
Easy to get comfy in your home office, but
yeah,
you got to step it up for the interview.
Totally. Make a good impression, like dress as you would for an in-person interview.
Okay. No pajamas. Got it. Anything else?
They also mentioned having a dedicated, clutter-free workspace. Minimize those distractions.
Makes sense. Got to create that visual impression of, like, organization, professionalism.
Exactly. Shows you get it. Even remotely, a good work environment matters.
Speaking of which, the blog also talks about continuous learning. Like, it's not a one-and-done thing.
Well, for sure. The tech world is constantly evolving. Gotta keep up.
So how do we show them we're committed to that, you know, during the interview?
They suggest being ready to talk about recent learning experiences, like a new skill you picked up.
Or maybe a tough project that forced you to learn fast.
Yeah. Or even how you share your knowledge with others, mentoring, stuff like that.
It's about showing them you're not afraid to learn, to grow, and that you value collaboration.
Exactly. You're a team player, always looking to improve.
All right. So we've covered mindset, professionalism, continuous learning. This is great.
And remember, it's all about that you, international spirit, your unique perspective is valuable.
Don't hide it. Embrace it. Now, speaking of UB Minds, they're the ones behind this awesome blog, right?
They are. And for any South American tech folks listening, definitely check out their website.
It's ubminds.com, right?
Yep. You can apply for some really cool remote tech jobs right there.
And for any U.S. companies tuning in, UB Minds can help you find top talent in South America.
AI, product development, software engineering, they got it all.
It's a win-win for everyone. And speaking of winning, we still need to talk about that crucial follow-up.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget about that. We'll dive into it right after this.
All right, we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into this fantastic blog from UB Minds Academy.
All about acing those remote job interviews, especially if you're a South American tech pro aiming for the U.S. market.
They really nailed it with this one. We've talked about so much good stuff.
Research, tech, setup, mindset, even embracing that you international identity.
Right. Showing companies what makes you unique. But there's one final piece of advice they give.
That often gets overlooked, the follow-up. So many people skip it.
But this blog is like, hold up, don't underestimate this.
It can really make a difference. It's not just polite, it's strategic.
All right, lay it on me. What's their secret sauce for a follow-up that really makes an impact?
Okay, so first things first, send that thank you note within 24 hours.
Express your gratitude, reiterate your interest. Got it. But I'm guessing there's more to it.
There is. Here's the key. Reference specific things you discussed during the interview.
Oh, so not just a generic thanks for your time email. You're proving you were paying attention.
Exactly. Like, mention something that really resonated with you or a challenge they talked about that you have experience with.
It shows you were engaged, thinking critically.
And it keeps you fresh in their mind when they're going through all the candidates.
It's subtle, but it can really make you stand out. Now, let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
What would you say is the, like, core philosophy of this whole blog? What makes it so effective?
I think it all comes back to that idea of you, international, embracing what makes you different.
That's UB Minds' whole thing, right?
Yeah.
But what does it actually mean in the context of a job search?
It means recognizing that your background, your international experience, those are assets, not liabilities.
Don't try to downplay them. Own them.
Exactly. Companies, especially in tech, they want fresh perspectives. They want people who can think outside the box.
And that's what you bring to the table just by being you.
This blog just gives you the tools to communicate that effectively, to show them why your unique perspective is so valuable.
So it's not about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about being the best version of yourself.
And this blog helps you do that. Especially if you're a South American tech professional trying to break into the U.S. market.
Speaking of which, for anyone listening who's in that boat, definitely check out UB Minds.
Their website is ubminds.com. They have tons of great resources, and you can even apply for remote jobs right there.
And for any U.S. companies who are trying to find amazing tech talent, UB Minds can help you with that too.
They specialize in connecting companies with top South American talent in AI, product development, software engineering, all that.
It's a win-win for everyone. So this deep dive has been amazing. We've learned so much.
I agree. I feel like we've really cracked the code on how to nail those remote interviews.
And more importantly, how to approach the whole process with confidence, knowing that your unique perspective is a strength.
That's the key takeaway right there. So to everyone listening, go out there and rock those interviews.
Embrace your you international power. You got this.
And thanks for joining us on the deep dive.